Welcome to End of Life University Podcast, where we share real talk about life and death. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Wyatt, and today is a self-care Monday. If you have listened to previous episodes, you'll know that I'm taking the last week of each month off as a way to refresh and nourish myself and doing a little bit of self-care. So there won't be an interview this Monday. You'll have to wait one more week and I'll be back with a new interview then. But for now, I'd like to offer you a brief little self-care recording with a practice that might be helpful to you. So I hope you'll take advantage of this opportunity to do your own self-care and join me next week for another interview. Until then, bye-bye. Today for the self-care audio series, I'd like to share with you how the simple act of deep breathing can help you manage stress and anxiety. It's helpful for you to use personally, but also to use with patients and family members that you might be serving. So first of all, we want to look at the physiology of deep breathing and why it's actually helpful for the physical symptoms of stress and anxiety. Anxiety and stress are usually caused by an activation of the fight or flight response, the sympathetic nervous system, which causes the heart rate to increase and causes breathing to become shallow. The simple act of intentionally taking long, slow, deep breaths activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which provides a balance to the sympathetic nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system actually stimulates the relaxation response in the body. So it will counteract the adrenaline that's flowing through your system and help you slow down your heart rate and begin to feel more relaxed physically and emotionally in a very short time. So deep breathing is something you can use in the moment if you find yourself in a stressful situation, if you're feeling nervous about an upcoming meeting or a conversation you need to have. You can simply take a few deep breaths and that will help you feel calmer and become more focused and more attentive in the moment, so that you're better prepared to address the situation that lies in front of you. And the most important thing to remember is that you need to take a longer exhalation than inhalation. It's the prolonged exhalation or breathing out that actually stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system. I recommend in the beginning that you simply practice breathing in for a count of 5 and out for a count of 7. And let that be how you start this practice. It's really helpful if you actually intentionally, a couple of times a day, say when you first wake up in the morning, just stop and take 2 deep breaths, in for 5 counts, out for 7 counts. And before you go to bed at night, also take 2 deep breaths. In this way, you're gradually training yourself to what it feels like to breathe more deeply. Also, over time, you should extend the length of time of your inhalation and your exhalation up to, say, 8 counts in and 10 counts out, if that's possible, because the longer, slower the breath is, the more, the deeper the relaxation effect that you can stimulate. But start gradually, especially if you're not used to deep breathing, because actually it can feel strange to feel your chest expand with a slower, deeper breath. Oftentimes when we're busy and rushing around and under stress all day long, we're taking very short, shallow breaths without even realizing it. And we're really only using like the upper third of our lung capacity when we're in that state. The same is true for our patients. They might be feeling anxious in general. They might be experiencing some pain, which is causing them to breathe more rapidly and shallowly, and which also, again, triggers the sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight reaction. And you can encourage your patients to take slower, deeper breaths by actually breathing with them. You can explain to them what you want them to do, that you want them to slow down their breathing. But you can also do it without even talking to them about it. One thing that happens is you synchronize your breathing with theirs. If they're breathing rapidly, then you start breathing at the same timing and you gradually slow down your breathing. And there's this subconscious effect that the other person, once you've synchronized your breath, the other person's breath will slow down as you slow yours down. And so that's one way to help someone who's maybe nonverbal, that you can't really explain what you want them to do, but you can actually demonstrate it, synchronize your breath with theirs and help them slow their breathing down and extend the inhalation and the exhalation. And that can be very helpful for them to diminish their anxiety and some of their fear, and also the enhanced pain effect that comes from experiencing anxiety. When a person is calmer, they will experience somewhat less pain. So deep breathing is really helpful in a lot of situations. It can also help if you're walking into a room where there's a lot of tension and a family is very angry. If you start just taking long, slow, deep breaths while you're in the room, you'll actually be increasing the calmness in the space, which can help other people calm down a little bit as well. You could invite them to take some deep breaths with you, whether or not they'd be receptive to that, I don't know. But again, it's something you can use without even talking about it. Just slow down your own breathing. So you do have to make it a conscious practice, or you won't think of it in the moment when you need it. So again, try it when you first wake up and before you go to bed at night, and then maybe you can set aside a third time in the middle of the day when you just stop. Maybe when you're driving in the car, you take a few deep breaths. By intentionally practicing deep breathing, you'll actually be training yourself to utilize this practice as a skill that you can call on in a moment's notice. Now, I have also recommended to some people that they get a small bracelet to wear that says breathe on it as a reminder, because it's amazing how often we forget during the day to pay attention to our breath and to think about how we're breathing, how rapidly are we breathing, how tense do we feel in our chest and heart area around the breath. So remember to start by just inhaling for a count of five. So something like this: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then exhale for a count of 7: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's how simple it is, and I think you'll see if you begin working with your breath and focusing on intentionally breathing more slowly, taking longer and deeper breaths, I think you'll see some results from that. I hope it's helpful to you.